It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
A lot to talk about on this Wednesday morning as far as the local sports scene is concerned, because we had three girls teams playing in sectional semifinals last night. We'll start off with the 1A sectional semifinal at Arcola, as St. Anthony High School snagged a sectional finals berth and a girls basketball program record for wins with the game last night at Arcola, surviving the host Purple Riders 45-34 in the semifinal round of the Class 1A Arcola sectional, as St. Anthony improved to 28-4 on the season. Arcola, the number 3 overall seed, who saw their season closed with a record of 21-10, held an early 5-0 advantage, but turned it over a dozen times in the opening quarter. St. Anthony didn't shoot well, but did hit 6 of 6 free throws and led 16-12 by the end of the opening stanza. In the second period, the Northsiders pushed their lead to as many as 7 and settled for a 23-17 halftime lead. Addie Nuxall finished the game for the Bulldogs with 10 points and 11 rebounds, as St. Anthony pushed its lead to as many as 12 in the third quarter, but Arcola opened up the fourth period with a 5-0 run to narrow the gap to 34-30. But that's as close as it got, thanks to a pair of Addie Rios free throws and a dagger of a three-pointer by Nancy Ruhall to widen the margin back to 39-30. It was Ruhall's only bucket in the fourth quarter, but he gave her 19 points and swung the momentum squarely back to the Bulldogs' favor as St. Anthony wound up securing the win. Ruhall's 19 led all scorers in the ball game for St. Anthony. And as we mentioned, Addie Nuxall had 10 points and 11 rebounds. Lily Ganaway chipped in with 8 points. Addie Rios finished with 6 points. Addie Laritzen added a couple of points for the Bulldogs, who were 16 of 60 from the field and 10 of 19 at the free throw line. Arcola shot 13 of 37 from the field and finished 4 of 10 at the free throw line, as St. Anthony will move on to the sectional championship game, as they will play Decatur St. Teresa, who defeated Salt Fork by a score of 38-32. In the 2A Paris sectional semifinal, Totopolis also started slow as Paris got off to a quick lead, but T-Town recovered to make it a 14-9 game after the first quarter as they trailed by fives. The Lady Shoes had an 11-7 second quarter edge on the scoreboard to trail 21-20 at the half. Paris led by 3 after the third quarter, 30-27, but the Lady Shoes had a huge fourth quarter with a 17-3 scoring edge. They didn't allow a field goal for the host school, Paris, in the final quarter, just giving up 3 free throws for the 44-33 victory. T-Town was 10 of 14 from the free throw line, 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter from the line as they closed out the victory. Chloe Prumps had 18. Molly Ruhall, who went 6 of 7 from the field, and 9 of her 13 points came in the fourth quarter, also was a big factor. Kelsey Niemerg finished with 6, Anna Prupps 3, Malia Helmink and Jersey Gaddis each had a bucket each for Totopolis, who got the 44-33 victory over Paris to improve to 26-8 on the season. Paris' record is 24-8 at the close of their season. Totopolis will now take on Mount Carmel as they edge Sullivan 39-37 in the other semifinal, so that game will be at Paris on Thursday evening at 6:30. At the 3A Bethalto Civic Memorial sectional semifinal, Effingham fell to Mount Vernon by a score of 47-38. Effingham's season comes to a close with a record of 25-8, while Mount Vernon improves to 28-3. Effingham got off to a good start, leading 4-0, but Mount Vernon took a 7-6 lead by the end of the first quarter. The good defense continued as the Rams outscored the Hearts just 6-2 in the second quarter for a 13-8 halftime score. Offense picked up in the second half, however, as Mount Vernon pushed the lead to as many as 9 points in the third quarter as they outscored Effingham 13-10 in that period. The Hearts stayed in it and made a run to cut the lead down to 1, but just as fast, Mount Vernon pushed the lead back up to 6 as they continued to hit big threes in the fourth quarter, building a lead to as many as 13 and ultimately securing the 47-38 victory. Free throws were an issue for Effingham as they went just 1 of 7 compared to 10 of 16 for Mount Vernon, and Effingham struggled from 3-point range, going 3 of 25 in the game compared to 7 of 15 for Mount Vernon, who closed with a strong shooting fourth quarter. So Effingham again sees their season come to a close, but a regional championship for Jeff Schaefer and the girls as they finish with a record of 25-8. It'll be Mount Vernon versus Marion at the Civic Memorial Sectional Championship game Thursday night at 6:30 as Marion defeated the host school 59-56. Time to take a look at tonight's schedule, and it's a pretty loaded one for Wednesday night because boys' regional semifinals take place around the area. At the 1A Central A&M Regional, it's St. Anthony and Nokomis at 6, followed by Arcola and Okaw Valley at 7:30. At the Chrisman 1A Regional, it's Casey Westfield and Neoga at 6 o'clock, followed by Tuscola and Martinsville. At the 1A South Central Regional, it's Dietrich and Host School South Central at 6, followed by Aldemont and North Clay at 7:30. At the 2A Fairfield Regional, it's Totopolis and Flora at 6 o'clock, and Marshall and Fairfield at 7:30. At the 2A Paris Regional, it's Lawrenceville taking on Oblong Palestine Hudsonville at 6, and Paris versus Cumberland at 7:30. And at the Effingham Regional, it's Centralia and Charleston at 6, followed by Heron and Mattoon. That tips off at 7:30. Illini were in action last night as they picked up a win over Iowa. Tomislav Isovic scored 15 of his 22 points in the first half as Illinois defeated Iowa 81-61 last night. Kylan Boswell and Will Riley each had 15. Trey White had 14 for the Illini, who are now 18-11 on the campaign, 10-8 in the Big Ten. Illinois will head on the road to face 15th-ranked Michigan on Sunday. In hockey action last night, St. Louis got a big win over Seattle 7-2, while Utah defeated Chicago by a score of 2-1. Both those teams off until Thursday. Meanwhile, tonight on the NBA schedule, it's Toronto at Indiana at 6, and the Clippers will take on Chicago at 7 tonight. It was a 3-2 victory for Toronto over St. Louis in preseason baseball action. Chad Green threw a scoreless fifth inning for Toronto as he helped them get a win over St. Louis. That's a check of sports on this Wednesday. Thanks for everybody who helped make the three games possible to broadcast last night. Dustin and Seth taking care of the game at Arcola. Mike and Greg doing a great job over at Paris. And Jeff Tunn helping me out at Bethalto Civic Memorial. It was a fun evening, an interesting evening. Caleb and Gail did a great job of keeping everything sorted out back at the studios as we were able to bring you three games from three locations last night on our stations, and we appreciate everybody who made that possible. That's sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.